Bernice, Mary Morton came up with it.
My husband and I have gone on outings to other art walks throughout San Antonio, and we've just enjoyed it tremendously and got to know a neighborhood that we had never been to before. So that's what we decided to do, and last year was our first year.
Now, you didn't call it an art walk. You called it an art waddle. What's the deal with that?
We have lots of ducks and geese at Bernie, and we have the Cibolo Creek, and these ducks and geese are just walking everywhere. Well, they tend to come over to our neighborhood and walk around our neighborhood as well. So we thought waddle was kind of fun.
As to the details of the waddle, it all happens in that neighborhood just across the bridge from the town square.
The artists are local between Bernie and San Antonio. We have 35 this year, from potters to glass to, of course, oil, watercolor, charcoal.
You can walk it or you can bike it. And she says it's not a long slog.
Maybe a mile at the most.
They've created a map that those who come can take with them to go from house to house, artist to artist.
Sometimes some of the hosts will have some music. Some will have maybe some hors d'oeuvres. It's all up to the hosts themselves.
Regarding age, the artists run the gamut.
Our youngest artist is 18. She just graduated from high school. The oldest we don't need to talk about.
Details are as follows.
It is going to be this Saturday, May 17th, from 10 to 4 o'clock. Bring your hats and your walking shoes. If you want to bring your bikes and walk around.
Though the art is for sale, the waddle is free. For more on Bernie's art waddle, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.